was the best farmland?
Loon.
I see.
It's the best. Because loon won't burn you, but plum sandy land, your crop won't, you know, material in it. And it'll burn up. But loom land, you make more cotton, heavier cotton and all. Grow tall and all.
That's not, doesn't have sand in it?
It's got a little in it, but not too much.
I see. So in other words, it's...
It's about half and half.
Half gumbo and half sand.
Uh-huh,
I
uh-huh.
see. That's what they mean when they say...
Loom land.
Loom land. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
Back to me, we done told you about everything.
Well, it's been wonderful to...
Tape me about out.
To hear all this, I think we...
And you're a total...
Have a wonderful memory. I wonder if you would put on the tape your names and addresses and... I just have a few... questions.
But you want to write?
I will jot it down, yes. And we can use it, put it on the tape also.
You tell your name, Steve.
All right, I'll take you.
Estella, Estella.
And.
Leva.
And. Do you know your zip code here?
3756.
3756. 38756. 38756. Okay. Mm-hmm. And your age is 74?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what is your religion? What church do you go to?
Baptist.
Just. And. See, you had the equal of about the eighth grade in school.
Yes.
And you have, do you go clubs very much? Or do you go to club meetings? Or
club
meetings?
Oh, no, sir, not too much now since I got so I can't do much walking.
And did you travel very much to see your daughter? Where is your daughter?
She at Shell, Mississippi. Yes, I go to see her kind of often.
Where was your mother born?
She was born in Wilkeson County.
And your father too?
Yes, sir.
And did they have much education?
Well, my mother, she could read and write, but my father couldn't.
And is your father a farmer?
Yes, sir.
And did your mother ever work out very much?
No, she was a farmer too.
Okay. Do you remember your grandparents?
No, I remember my father's mother and father.
I see. Mm-hmm. And where, they came from the same place?
Yes, all of us were born in the same
place. Your second husband, how old was he when he died?
He was 47.
Seven. And was he a Baptist too?
Yes, he was a Baptist.
He's a deacon then.
Was he a deacon?
Yeah.
Okay. And did he go to school very much?
Well, he didn't get too high either.
And did he belong to different clubs or mostly just the church?
He just mostly church.
All right. And if I could have your name?
Cleo. C-L-E-O.
Mm-hmm. And that's Cleveland?
3756 zip code.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And your age is 63?
Three. On 19/11, 18th of February.
I see. And your religion?
Baptist.
Baptist.
Yes, sir.
And I know Mrs. works out. Do you work out?
No, sir, I don't work out. One day a week at a church.
I see. And let's see, your school that you attended here?
Sixth grade, yes.
Sixth?
Yes.
And I know you've been to Detroit.
Yes.
Any other places?
You've been in New York, been to Buffalo, New York.
I see. Mm-hmm. You have another child there?
No, sir, I just have some friends there and a niece.
Mm-hmm. And you work mostly in the church?
Yes. That's a Methodist church, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Your parents, where were they born?
My mother was born in Mississippi, Hollandale.
And your father?
Mississippi.
Okay. In the Delta, or?
Yes, in the Delta.
Uh-huh. And did they have a chance to go to school very much?
Yes, so my mother, she about finished school. I mean, she was 8th grade for it. Yes.
And your father was a farmer?
Yes, he's a farmer.
Was he on the plantation here?
Plantation.
Was he on the plantation, or? Sir, what plantation?
He's at Willie that's there.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember your grandparents?
Yes, I remember Fanny born in Norfolk, Virginia. That's her home.
I see. And your mother's father? Your mother's mother?
My mother's mother.
Uh-huh.
And her father was born in Alabama.